Hey, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Colleen.
And we have four kids, and they're supposed to be in bed sleeping by now.
We are exhausted, so we thought, why not do a podcast where people can listen to our end-of-the-day conversations with each other?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, maybe you'll learn something. No, who are we kidding? We're just a couple of exhausted, mostly crazy, very happily married Christians. Are you ready, Colleen?
I was born ready. My middle name is ready.
Well, my middle name is Chimichanga. I must be hungry. So to the listener, I am sorry that we didn't record on Sunday night or last night. I was tired. I was really tired.
Again.
I wasn't feeling especially just great. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we had our first house church fellowship of the year. Mm-hmm. We'd had a couple weeks off, and it was a nice break. But you know, we were getting right back into it, and Sunday kind of just took it out of me.
Sure.
And then Monday was just an exhausting, you know, work day. Mm-hmm. So I asked your permission, Colleen, if we could just not do it on those nights so I could get some decent sleep. So last night I wore my Fitbit to bed.
Okay.
And I got terrible sleep apparently. Oh. But I'll tell you why. Because okay. I went to the dentist today, and I will tell you this story. I went to drop off my truck to get something fixed on my truck, and I went to a really super redneck mechanic around the corner from us because I really like the way that he deals in stuff and
sure.
does stuff. And so when you go to the redneck mechanics, you know, mm-hmm. You got to speak a little bit more in their language. So I had the Southern turned on.
Oh, okay.
And on the way back, I had my 4-year, we had our four, I had my four, our four, our 4-year old daughter.
You're still tired, baby.
4-year old daughter in the truck. And I told her that I had to go to the dentist tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And she said, the what? And I said, the dentist. I have to go to the dentist. And she said, I don't want, what is that? She said, what's a Danis?
I you said, really
oh
slowed
my goodness.
It down.
So I hadn't come back out of Southern speak.
You
yet.
Haven't acclimated now.
I had told her I have to go to the Danis tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
The Danis. So I said, oh honey, I'm sorry. No, not the Danis. The dentist. The dentist. And so
it's so cute.
She said, oh, I thought you said the Danis, and I didn't know what a Danis was.
Nobody does.
Yeah. So I got terrible sleep last night, and it was just because I don't know if it was terrible. It was actually better than some nights I felt, but I woke up at 4.
Okay.
Wide awake, and I don't know if the dog barking woke me up or something, but I couldn't go back to sleep. So
sorry.
I tried to rest, mm-hmm. you know, but anyways, my Fitbit said I got 6 hours of sleep.
Not great.
It gave me a very low score. It mm-hmm. said, you did not do well.
I low scored your sleep.
But,
that's so sad.
Yeah. So I had to get up early because I had a 7 o'clock appointment to have two cavities filled at the dentist.
Yeah. I wouldn't sleep well
at
either.
At the Danis. And I don't have very many cavities, never in the past. I think I've talked about this, but I've never had two mm-hmm. for sure filled on one day.
Right.
And so it's not an especially comfortable thing to walk into. I don't know if people like going and getting cavities filled. I don't.
Who? I need to know if anybody actually enjoys that. I think we need to know that person.
But this.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But this Danis. They take, and I don't know if this is normal. They never did this to me in the army. They never did this to me anywhere else, but they take their blood pressure before they give you anesthesia, local anesthesia, right?
Now spell it.
I almost said antiseptic. Anesthesia. And I didn't realize that, and I get nervous when people mm-hmm. take my blood pressure. I know it's going to be bad, even mm-hmm. if it's not, even if I wasn't nervous.
Okay.
But I was already nervous. Like, I mean, I wasn't like freaking out, but it's like, man, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I had just texted you.
Yes, you did.
And I said, I don't want to do this right now. Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
You made the appointment. I think that is...
I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
And it was... Anyways, so she puts the blood pressure cuff on, and it was super high. But I even told her, I was like, my blood pressure is going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
And so she's like, as long as it's not too high, you're fine. And then she goes, oh, no, that's too high. So she took it again, and it was considerably lower, but it was still high. But it was... you know, in the range where they could give me anesthesia at that point. And so I, you know, I know my blood pressure's not that high. It's usually pretty high, but it's not that high. Anyhow, cavities got filled. And that was that story of the Danis.
I like that story. But so, what's funny is you called me after you went to the Danis. And before we even greeted each other, I said, my story's better.
Yeah.
Just don't even talk, pretty much.
Yep. I called you because I was going to tell you how she, when she was drilling my tooth, she actually hit the nerve and had not, anesthesia right.
Ugh.
Made my eyes water.
She was worried about your blood pressure.
So I called, So I called you and you said... whatever you're about to tell me, my news is better.
It was.
And I said, tell me. So what was the news?
So my son went in the morning pretty early to go feed the animals. That's his job. And he does a great job at it. But he came in. He was grinning, but he was super calm. And he said, hey, Mom, Leah, our pig.
Yeah, our female.
Our female.
Our sow.
Yeah. Had her piglets last night. Like, super, like, I mean, super this chill. Is just totally chill. And I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know that she was that far along.
We didn't know she was pregnant.
We didn't really know for sure that she was pregnant. Yeah. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. She wasn't acting weird. She wasn't acting super pregnant. I mean, she was a little fat, but she's a pig, so I don't know.
Yeah. She's a fat pig.
Yeah, she's real. I mean, she's real sweet. She's not like acting ornery or like she's about to give birth. I mean, none of that.
Yeah.
No idea.
Nope.
So, yeah, she had 5 piglets. And so our school day very quickly went from, I was getting ready to do our math lesson.
Yeah.
And that's still ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had to adjust to fire very quickly. And went out, and they're so
if you don't
so
understand
sweet.
Why that's funny, listen to episode 38. Anyways, go ahead.
And it was, they're so sweet, and they don't act like they're, like we just checked on them probably about 7 o'clock the night before. And so between, say, 7 and 7, they were born.
Yep.
So who knows? And maybe that's why Duke's getting out a lot. Maybe there's, no he's probably, I
don't know. Me and our oldest son just came home from baseball practice. It's super dark out here where we live. We don't have street lamps. And this white ghost was walking the road just now. So no, he's out there still.
Sure.
Yeah. I drove up to him and he's standing there on the side of the road looking at me like, I got caught. And I said, dude, go home. And he went, okay. And he like ducked his head like, oh, I got caught.
Busted, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, so yeah, we have 5 little piglets and they're just, they look really healthy.
Very healthy and adorable.
They're so sweet. And so we had to make them like put a heat lamp up by where they're at because about for 14 days, they really need that heat. And Leah, she's doing a great job at being a good mother. And so I'm just very pleased that we have some healthy piglets.
Yep. And so they're out there right now and doing good. And we got the heat lamp and fresh hay in the shelter there. So we're excited to have our first set of piglets. If you would like to see pictures and a little cute video I did, a 15-second video, you can go to my profile at manoffiji on gab.com. All right. So with that being said,
get to know us better.
So I'm guessing that I got to go first tonight.
Yes, you do.
With my Get to Know Us Better, I am going to finish my story about Mike Durant.
All right.
If you did not hear part one of the Mike Durant story, it wasn't actually supposed to be my Get to Know Us Better. So I still have another Get to Know Us Better after this one for next time.
You keep saying that. Jeepers, man.
You keep saying this word. I do not think it means what you think it means. So to kind of back it up a little bit, I wrote Mike Durant and said, you should get on gab.com. Mm-hmm. It's the only free speech social media left.
And then he did. Sorry, did I ruin it? I'm so excited.
Don't get ahead of me, young lady.
I didn't do
interrupt
it.
Like a man. All right, sorry. So Mike.
What happened?
Mike emailed me back and so cool. He said that his communications team and he were going to create a Gab profile. Mm-hmm. And then there's been a time lapse of 5, 6, 7 days, something like that. And I was starting to wonder if they were actually going to do it.
Sure.
You know? And so today, this morning, after my cavity feeling, I checked and Mike had emailed me and said, hey, Matt, here it is. Mm-hmm. And said, here's my profile. So I got on Gab and said, hey, everybody, welcome Mike Durant to Gab. He is a candidate for Senate. And right after I posted it, the CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba, reposted it. Mm-hmm. And so that was exciting because Mike's going to get some extra visibility. And he's an excellent candidate. And if you are in Alabama, I encourage you to check out his campaign and what he's running on, anti-vaccine, you know, anti-vaccine mandates, all the anti-mask, all that stupid stuff that's going on. And so that is super exciting.
Yeah.
You know, on that subject, if you, the listener, have not seen this yet, Project Veritas came out with an excellent report proving that the United States government, DARPA, and others, including Fauci, knew before the virus ever became, quote, known to the public back in 2019, that it was released out of a lab and that it would, in the report, it says that it would be easily taken care of with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. This is an astounding report that they knew. Because they have been saying since the beginning that these things don't work. So this is literally murder. It is murder of our United States government. And supposedly this, quote, Dr. Fauci and others, mass murder of populations. And if you don't believe that there are governments out there who are who will do anything it takes to make billions and billions and billions of dollars in private, you know, companies, big pharma, as we call it, Pfizer, and to depopulate the world. Those are what they're doing, and this proves it. It's an enormous a report that came out today. So people like Mike Durant know this kind of thing, and they're out there, and they're running to support you. So anyways, I don't know. I feel like I'm a campaign guy right now. So what is
cool with me, man.
What is your get to know us better for the night?
Okay. So I think I'm going to do another sort of homeschool parenting. It's kind of like one in the same because a lot of what I do homeschooling is overlap with what I do parenting wise.
Sure. It has to be, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that needs to be said, but anyways. One thing that we have discussed, I think before, early on in the Train Up the Child episode, was this idea that we try to approach parenting or problems that may come up in behavior before it's actually a problem. And I think we may have said something about interruption. Interruption to me is a pretty easy one to talk about because kids interrupt. And so we try to teach them that interruption isn't good early on before it's really a noticeable problem and they're just interrupting all the time. Now, they still do interrupt, but we do make an effort to
make a quick correction.
Right. And so we also do that with other things like fire safety, you know, like we don't have problems with fires around here, but I do teach fire safety. We have tornadoes. We've talked about that. You ain't scared of no nader.
Yeah.
But we teach tornado safety. And another thing that we talk about is body safety, I think is the term that we call it. But a good friend of ours kind of brought it up to us that it was a problem. And so for very, very, very young children. And so we made it a point very early on to teach about body safety. And it's a repetitive conversation that grows as the child also grows in maturity. And I think it's not talked about enough that it's needed.
So maybe define what you mean by body safety.
Oh, okay. So there should be nobody asking to see your body. There should be nobody asking for you to see their body. Anything that is covered up, it should stay covered up. There should be no, we don't do overnights where there could be any question of, I don't know. What am I trying to say? I'm so tired. I'm waiting here.
You're just trying to, you know, what we have tried to do is make the kids aware of what is allowed and what is not allowed, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate when it comes to their bodies. And I think the listener understands what we're talking about, but there are too many sick people in this world that we need to make sure that our children understand when they need to say something.
Mm-hmm. And that they are allowed to say something,
yes,
too.
And that we will believe them and so forth. And, you know, it's just here's the anatomy that nobody's allowed to touch. And mm-hmm. And what you were just saying about that. So it's mm-hmm. basically, it's just safety. It's an awareness of what they should be protecting
mm-hmm.
from an early age.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes as far as if they are uncomfortable, say, at the dentist, at the dentist or at the doctor, and they don't want the doctor to observe them in, you know, in a specific spot, even if it's just the arm, they're not comfortable for some reason with that doctor, they can say, hey, doc, don't touch me.
Right.
You know, and I think that that has been a misconception. Your parents are allowed to help you wash, which we do sometimes, but, you know, up to a certain age. And then the doctor is immune. Well, doctors, I don't know if you guys know this, but they're
not so great
anymore.
Yeah.
So they're not exempt from our kids telling them to back off
yep.
in whatever language that they want to. And so we give them that knowledge. And it's amazing because the first time that we tell them this, however old they happen to be at the time, they go, really? Like, yeah. It doesn't occur to them that they could be like, you know what? I don't really enjoy that. Like, one time I can tell this story. Our kids, we had two boys who were playing basketball for a local rec league. And it came not halftime, but there's like a spot in between quarters. And the coach wanted to take the boys into the more quiet locker room that was just off of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was out of our sight. And we had said, you know, there's no secrets. There's no, you know, you don't need to be out of our sight. Really, you know, if somebody's pulling you aside, like, and you don't like it, like, you don't have to go with them. And so our one son locked eyes with me and kind of like nodded like, is it okay? And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah. But he was aware that he didn't really love the idea of going out of our sight. And that was fine for him at that time.
Even with a team of basketball players, he wanted to make sure that it was okay with us
mm-hmm.
before he did so. And that is excellent. It was an excellent reaction to the training that we gave him. And of course, that brings up another conversation that you're allowed to have. And it's making him aware and the other kids mm-hmm. aware of, I need to question
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to question. It's okay to look at my parents in a basketball game and say, am I allowed at this age to go
right
you know, by ourselves? You know, these are little boys. They weren't big. This is not big boy basketball.
Right.
These were what 7, 8 year olds
yeah,
at the time, something. So, Yeah, excellent. And if you would like more information about details, feel free to write us, tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. And Colleen would love to help guide you in the right direction with that. We have this stuff literally plastered on our walls. Yeah. It is body safety, but it's body safety reminders, so that the kids, like when they're walking by, they have a reminder it's literally in our kitchen, kind of offset from our kitchen. But when people come over for house church, when kids, you know, might come over to visit, and when their parents come over to visit, it's there and people know what we're serious about.
Yep.
Do you have a shout out for our episode?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want me to go first while you look it up?
I would.
I have one. It is an account called Letterbox at Letterbox. And I'm just going to read what he says. Hello, Gab community. This is on gab.com. And we will post his link on at Tired Christian Parents on gab.com. My name is Matthew Gregory. I started Letterbox to assist businessmen, entrepreneurs, and executives in clearing up their busy work in the day today. Letterbox is a remote personal assistant service. A few months ago, I was let go from my job due to my refusal of the jab and because I refused to take part in weekly COVID testing. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Awesome job. I'm also doing the same. Sorry to interrupt. He continues. So in turn, I interrupted myself. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt me.
Sorry myself to interrupt. Continuing, he says, so in turn, I decided to start a business and work for myself. I currently live in Washington State with plans to move to an area not dominated by mask-loving, COVID-fearing sheep. The current thought is Texas or Florida. If you need a personal assistant to help free up your time, someone who is trustworthy, swift, and hardworking, please reach out. I would love to speak about potentially assisting you. I think that's a great idea.
Definitely.
Consider Mr. Gregory, Alabama as well. Florida is by far the most free state, I would think, as far as the COVID nonsense goes. But Alabama has been pretty good. Yeah. And we have some good Danists down here. And you, my dear, what do you have?
Okay, so I have Baby Loves Balance. Baby Loves Balance. They use plant-based ingredients to moisturize, repair skin, ideal for dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, etc. And I thought that was pretty good. I have some family member who have eczema and whatnot, so I've passed along their stuff, or at least their link, I guess.
Excellent.
So that's exciting.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's end off in a prayer, and then we'll get your tired rear end to bed.
All right.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the energy that you provided us for new adventures with piglets and with cavities and with just fun stuff that we got to encounter today. And we want to continue to ask for your guidance in our lives, continue to ask for guidance in the listeners' lives. As we go day to day, help us to be a light for you and for your son, Jesus, who we pray this through. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Tired Christian Parents podcast. You can follow us on Gab at Tired Christian Parents, or you can email us at tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. We'll see you next time.